Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, it's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast, and I wanted to talk to you today about how to write a listing description. So when you list your property for sale, whether you choose to put it on the MLS or whether you put it on Craigslist or other places online, social media and those places that I've talked about before, you do need to write a listing description, right? This is what you're reading when you're looking at houses. You know, the common phrases that people use are it's charming or it's adorable or it's super cute or it's just right or it's a perfect 10 or you got to see it to believe it. All these are the common phrases that the real estate industry has been using for a number of years now. Are they effective? I mean, homes are selling. I'm not saying that homes aren't selling, but it's not the best listing description on the planet when somebody uses the same term. I can't tell you how many brokerage meetings I was in as a licensed real estate agent in the past where everybody would describe their listing as adorable or darling or, it's a perfect 10 or, I mean, all the general stuff, nothing really ever stood out. And then they would say that and you would look at a picture of a listing and it would literally be the exact same house that was listed just five doors down. And so when it comes to writing a listing description, it's important that you write in such a way that you are descriptive. Number one, right? Adorable. Adorable is subjective. I mean, it can be adorable to one person and not to another. But if you say the house has, you know, four large bedrooms, not just four bedrooms, or a very large master suite with average size, right, bedrooms, that's descriptive. Now, I'm not suggesting you say average, right? We're not trying to convey that the house is just average because you are trying to sell it for top dollar. I'm just saying you need to use words that are descriptive. So when you're writing a listing description, that's one of the first things that you're going to do is think about the best way you can describe the parts of your house. The kitchen is great for entertaining because we entertain the entire time we live there. The backyard has more than enough space for X, a children's playground, a pool, a half of a baseball diamond, whatever it is that your yard can fit, right? Be descriptive on what can fit in that type of space if you're describing the backyard, right? The backyard is big enough to have a full-size two-car garage in addition to the garage that's already in, you know, with the house. That's descriptive, if that makes sense, when somebody's reading through a listing description, because what ultimately happens when a buyer is looking online at your property is the pictures will generally catch their attention, right? So the front picture of the house will generally catch their attention because they've likely narrowed the search criteria to a certain area geographically, a certain area price point wise, okay? And then they generally know what they're hoping to find. And so the picture is the first thing that typically grabs their attention. And then when they click into that picture, that's where the listing description is going to be. Now, this is if you're looking at something on Zillow or an MLS listing across the U.S., any one of those, your local MLS place, right, or realtor.com or whatever. If you have listed it on Craigslist or something like that, maybe the pictures are likely not going to be as big or catch as much attention, so the listing description sticks out a little bit more. And then specifically the headline in Craigslist, right? Like, four bedroom rambler hosts multiple family parties a year, right? That's a descriptive, that's a descriptive headline and a bit of a description in the listing description. So you have to be descriptive when you're talking about your property, in the words that you're using. And then as you, as you're thinking about that, you want to make sure you think through what you love about the house. So when you originally bought the house, what were the things that caught your attention first? They may be the very same things that will catch the next buyer's attention first. But then, what are the things that you fell in love with over time with the house? Did you like how it flowed? Or did you like how the kitchen was able to entertain? Or did you like how, because you had a certain space, you know, maybe a TV room, or maybe your house had a basement, or maybe your house had attic space where you could put more of like an entertaining space where people could watch movies? Did it attract groups of people? Like, would you hold parties for that? If you have kids, did you have, you know, was that the hangout for the kids because it was so much fun to hang out there? What are those things that really drew you to the house? Was the house located in a cul-de-sac and so you felt safer? Did you move from one area to another and you felt safer? For me specifically, when my wife and I sold our first house, we were looking for a bigger home for our growing family. So that was one of the things that we were looking for. And then we were looking for a bit of a safer, quieter neighborhood. The neighborhood that we, in our first house, was getting louder and louder. The people that were moving into the neighborhood were, they just weren't as desirable as it once was, because the neighborhood was originally a beginner neighborhood, and then it started to, and then everybody started to transition out of that neighborhood into a higher end neighborhood. So, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that was what my wife and I needed, and that was what other couples in that neighborhood were looking for. And so the house that we moved into fit the need of a bigger home for our growing family and the need to be in a safer, quieter neighborhood. So what are the things that your house offered you that you liked? Maybe you're selling your very first home, and for you, it was a great way to become a first-time homeowner. And you love that fact. You love that there were other people that were just like you that were moving into their very first home. So you had those things in common, right? So what are the things that originally attracted you to the house? And then what are the things that you sort of fell in love with over time? That could be the neighbors, right? So you can pick the home, but you can't pick the neighbors. That's the common cliche that is used. So you have the ability from your perspective as the person living there, right, to say what the neighborhood is like. Are there lots of kids in the neighborhood? Is it an older, more established neighborhood? Is it quieter? Is it more active? What are the things that you like about the neighborhood that somebody else may like? Because the chances of you selling your property to somebody that is similar to you when you moved in is a decent chance. It's just the way neighborhoods tend to go. So neighborhoods tend to have a certain demographic in them. And the chances of you selling to somebody that is similar to you in wants and tastes, right, is very, very high. And so you're just trying to highlight the things that you like about the neighborhood so that the next person can see the same thing, right, and then want to move into your home. So you have to think through that. And then think through how you actually use the house. So is it your home base, for the lack of a better term? Are you a very active person or a very active family? Do you come and go a lot? Is it that sort of safe haven for you? Or do you not come and go a lot and you entertain a lot? Or do you have a family? Is it growing? Or does your home offer more space than maybe somebody else? So what are the things that you have really used the home for that you have found beneficial that would translate to the next buyer, right? So all of this stuff can be written into your listing description without making it incredibly long. So let me give you an example. 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom home in quiet cul-de-sac offers lots of space for a growing family, period, right? So there's your opening statement. And then you can say, backyard is ideal for spring and summer outdoor meals. Okay, that's one way to describe the property. You could say 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom home, creek front property offers tremendous amounts of shaded privacy. That is very descriptive, right? Now somebody can look at the pictures of the house. They'll see the outside of it. They'll see the inside of it. They might see, you know, some of the surrounding area, but they may not get a sense of how private that particular property would have been, right? House located at the end of a dead end street, next to a large wooded area. Okay. That could convey that the property is, very secluded, very private, very quiet, right? You could also say, if that particular property had amazing views, right? 180 degree panoramic views of the valley, right? If that was a descriptive way to say it. So again, sometimes pictures can capture that, sometimes they won't. So if you use a combination of really good pictures with a really great description, right? With descriptive words, with the things that you love about the house, the neighborhood, what originally drew you to the home, that is a great way to write a listing description so that it gains attention. There's no secret in marketing that really good writing actually produces sales. Now, I'm not suggesting you have to be an expert copywriter, because you're not trying to write a novel here. You're just trying to write some descriptive words that describe your property in such a way that it will attract a buyer's attention, right? You're not going to use all capital letters like you're screaming at somebody, but you might highlight a word or two that in all capital letters that would suggest you're just conveying that is an important aspect that you like about the property, okay? Large master suite, 3 words, all capitals. That might draw somebody's attention who is looking for a bigger master bedroom. Sometimes master bedrooms in floor plans aren't that big. And so somebody might be looking for a larger master suite. If you were to call that out because it really is much larger than other homes in the area, then that will catch somebody's eye. Or panoramic, 180 degree panoramic views, or creek front property, or Olympic sized swimming pool. Believe it or not, people have, you know, some of those sizes of swimming pools, or any number of things that would be descriptive to call it out. So again, I'll just recap in a summary here. Use descriptive words. Don't use adorable, quaint, all that kind of stuff that everybody is using. Use something that more properly describes how the house functions, how it can be used, right? Great big living room for entertainment, or a great big chef's kitchen for preparing large meals for family and friends, right? Those are descriptive words to use. You could even say, you know, massive 6-burner grill, if that's what you had, or 6-burner stove, if that's what you had in your kitchen. Right? It's just a better way to describe what somebody would be wanting to look at. So use descriptive words. Then what do you love about the house? What originally drew you to the house? How would you describe that? What are the features of it that you really liked? Extra big closets, or it had a 3rd car garage that was extra deep. Things like that, right? It has RV parking, or it's fully fenced, or whatever. And then how have you used the home over the time that you've lived there? So that might differ slightly from what originally drew you to the home. Okay. And then also talk about what the neighborhood is like. Is it a growing neighborhood? Is it an established neighborhood? Is it quieter? Is it more active? Is there a very involved neighborhood watch? I happen to live in a neighborhood where we have a very active neighborhood watch, which is great. And so maybe somebody would be drawn to that safety aspect of it. So just think through those things, and then write them into your descriptions. Again, it doesn't have to be a novel. Like I said, you don't have to be the world's best copywriter, but when you write and use descriptive words about your property, it will draw attention. And then when you couple that with really great pictures, your listing will get more activity. If it gets more activity, then you have a higher chance of getting more buyers through the door. And the more buyers you get through the door, the better chance you have of getting not only your full list price, but potentially over list price if you can get some bidders going against each other. So anyways, that is a great way to write a listing description. I hope you find that helpful. And as always, I hope to see you on the next podcast.